So I said to myself, "Hey, self, maybe it's a good idea to do another episode." Hey, you're listening to Carb Musings. I'm your host, Mad Morgan, and how are you doing today? Thanks for tuning in. Appreciate you being here. At this point, because I'm so, got so much of back episodes. Probably about the third week in, you're listening to this of March, maybe fourth, who knows? But hey, it doesn't matter. I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to delay pre-recording. But that's the problem, right? Because you pre-record because you do it in the heat of the moment when you have the musing and you just do it. So it's kind of one of those catch 22s. I want to be closer to, of course, world events when I talk about them, but at the same time, it's one of those things. Like, yeah, I want to talk about modern news that's happened in the last week, but at the same time, when the musings come, I just can't simply just turn it off, right? It doesn't make sense. You kind of have to capture the moment, hence car musings. Anyways, I'm Rose Mad Morgan. How's your integrity today? How you doing? You keeping, I don't know, you doing the right thing when no one else is watching? That's the question I always ask. That's the important thing. For me, the ongoing struggle continues. My hopeful opportunities didn't pan out, which is completely freaking baffling, which I have no idea. I don't know how you could be so perfect for a job. And ideally, beyond shadow of a doubt, you are the number one candidate. But for some reason, out of left field, boom, you don't get it, which I'm baffled by. I had an interview this week for an interesting position, or last couple of weeks, an interesting position, which was definitely up my alley, definitely had purpose. I basically checked all the boxes, but for some reason, nope. For some reason, the powers that be said no, and I'm still baffled by it because it's like I was a shoo-in for it. I mean, it came down to the point where I had to ask myself, do I really want this job? That's kind of where I was leaving. When I left the building, I'm like, huh, well, it has its risks, but it would be rewarding and it would be something that definitely had purpose. That's what I thought to myself. And I'm like, hey, I got this job. There's no way in hell I don't have this job. So the question just comes down to, do I want the job? And I'm like, yeah, I want that job because that would have purpose and meaning in a greater scheme of things. I couldn't believe it though. I did the professional thing of follow-up email. 2 days later, rejection form email. And I'm like, I'm not going to throw names out there. Maybe one day I will, but not right now. For an organization that wants to redo their image and present as more professional, for them to really fuck it up with ghosting and improper communication and lack of professionalism, I kind of sit back and go, huh. So you talk a lot of talk, but you don't walk the walk, right? I'm like, what are you saying about yourself if this is the way you do things? Don't start spouting off about how, oh yeah, we're trying to bring back the standard, we're trying to be more professional, we're trying to do all this stuff like that, but then completely blow it out of the water as not even having any sort of validation when you go ahead and your actions don't follow it up. Like, hello? Hello? Like, don't start talking shit unless you're willing to back it up with your actions. That's just my viewpoint, you know? So anyways, that interview fell through and I'm like, holy crap-a-dap. Now I'm presented with a couple other opportunities, one of which I'm going to right now, and it's kind of like, I'd like to come home at the end of the day, and the one I'm meeting with today kind of seems like putting myself in harm's way, so to speak. But at the same time, as a lot of you will know, I really don't have the luxury of being picky. But at the same time, I do have to think about my overall well-being. I mean, I got bigger things to do in this world, right? Still lots to do. Want to make sure I can do it, you know? So if I want to make sure I can do it, I got to make sure that I'm alive for it. Anyways, I'm going to do my professional courtesy since A colleague of mine actually was the one who set up the occasion and set up the meeting. So, out of respect for him, I'm going to go attend this meeting and go from there. So, you gotta do what you gotta do. You gotta do what you gotta do. I mean, that's just the way it is. So I'm gonna show up professionally. Whether or not it works out or not, I'm not gonna jump it. Like, I'm sorry, but I'm not gonna run into a burning building just because it gives me a paycheck, right? I gotta be logical about this. I have to truly think about it. Okay, I got a family. I have other things to tend to. I have, all this stuff to consider. So, anyways, either way, I'm going. I'm dressed to the nine as much as I possibly could in such a short period of time because this was just arranged this morning. And so I'm going to go see how it goes. But it's been interesting. I got another interview next week. So hopefully, if one doesn't pan out, something else will. But it's just up in the air at this point, right? It's just like, what do you do? What do you do? Like, where are you at? What's going on? And that's kind of where I'm at. Like, where do I go? What do I do? What's going on? So I am going to see how this goes. I'm still baffled though by that last interview though. Like, how do you ultimately be perfect for something and ultimately I'm sorry. I know I shouldn't dwell on it. I know I shouldn't dwell on it, but it's kind of like one of those dumbfounding moments. You're like, huh, I'm absolutely perfect for this position. How did I not get this position? You just wonder. You sit back and you scratch your head and you go, how the freaking hell did somebody else manage to get over on me this position? So, anyways, the position I'm going for to meet with today is basically an information session. It's basically a position that they're kind of desperate because they left themselves shorthanded for making some cuts. So it's kind of one of those, I don't want to just be a body you're just going to throw in harm's way, but I got to give it a try. I'm thinking my interview next week for another company seems a little more appealing. But, we'll have to wait and see. We'll have to wait and see what happens. I figure whatever's going to happen is going to happen. There's bigger plans for me, I know it. Because there's no freaking way over 2 years I've been going through all this shit and still having this issue. Still having this issue of trying to find employment just doesn't make sense whatsoever. But, it is what it is. You pretty much just have to roll with the punches. Because if you think about what else is going on in the world, and this far, I'm not sure by the time you're listening to this, how much worse it can possibly get with what's going on in the world and the Middle East and everything else. It's kind of surreal. So if I think about it in the greater scheme of things, am I that hard off? Am I that far off? Am I really going through that difficult of a time, in comparison to other people in the world? I could probably stay afloat for a tad longer, A tad longer, I possibly could. But, I don't know how much longer I can because money's running out, right? So you can only do so much. Oh, fuck a duck. Something, I know I'm going to have an Eureka moment. I just know it. I'm going to have an Eureka moment. Out of the blue, an Eureka moment. Slow down, bud. It's 60. Fucking idiots. Wow. Like, no. And this is part of the reason why getting into the security field seems like a bad idea. Because even these people that look like law-abiding citizens can't even follow common laws like speed limits. Like speed limits. They can't even do that. Like, what's wrong with you people? Good job, bud. Friggin'. no decency in the world after COVID. It's like really crazy. Everybody's gone ape shit, freaking nuts. Like no temperament whatsoever. Like no sense of balance. No sense of common courtesy and manners. It's like pathetic. It makes you really wonder, what the hell, you know? What the flippin' hell? Well, let's hopefully we can survive it. Because, you know, it's a brave new world. All we got to do is, you know, do what we can. Anyways, that's where I'm at. How you doing? You, everything going well in your world? Everything's going happy? Everything's going smooth? I hope it is. Because I like to hear that at least somebody's having a good go of it, rather than having the same old go that a lot of other people are struggling with. It's crazy, but, you know, what's the answer to it? What's the solution to it? There's got to be something, you know. The fact that we've had more wars going on is absolutely baffling. Absolutely baffling. The fact that the world is where it currently is mind-boggling. To say the least, it's mind-boggling. To actually try to comprehend that this is currently where we're at in the world. You know? Like, it's just, and the economy's not getting any better. People are still suffering and struggling and everything else, trying to get through it all. You know? And it's just one of those things. It's just like, oh my God, people, like, you know? No idea what's going on, but no idea what's going on, but no idea why people are being the way they are. Like, I just don't understand it. That, you know, that we have come to this. It's almost like a bad dream that just happened one day, and it's like, what the hell? You know what I'm saying? It's like, what the hell? How did this happen? How did the world get to this point? That's the biggest question I have. How did the world get to this point that this is currently where we're at? You know? Oh, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. Whoa. Anyways, so here we are on the precipice of the craziness going on in the world. And everybody's just trying to make ends meet. Everybody's just trying to stay afloat. Everybody's just trying to do what they can. And, you know, I'm very thankful. I have some people that stepped up and have my back and been helping out and doing what they can as far as advice goes. My friend CC has basically helped me in a situation where he said, you know what, dude, if you get really in a bad situation, let me know, I'll help you out, you know, keep you afloat. And I'm like, you know what, fuck, I need more people like this in my life. I need more people like this in my life that can actually step up and help, right? Step up and actually be there for other people. I mean, those people are just awesome. And I'm thankful to have people like that in my life because, you know, fuck, I've had so many people that I've been screwed over by. It's just not right. Oh, yeah. I don't know if I mentioned this in a previous podcast, but recently I was doing a little bit of research with the help of my buddy Claude. And we were determining, doing some research as to, is there any possible way to find out, like, to find out if there's any possible way that how you can find out whether or not you've been blacklisted. And it was interesting, came up with about half a dozen possibilities and scenarios and ways that, you know, blah, 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 blah. And one of them was like, hey, why don't you just reach out to the HR at the company that restructured you out and ask them straight up, you know, did you guys badmouth me? Like, you know, so I did. I mean, other people I know said don't do it, but I'm like, screw that. I'm going to do that. I'm going to actually ask the question. So I did. I sent an email out. I said, hey, You know, give me the straight goods. Did you fuck me over? Did you screw me up here? Did you make my life more difficult than it needs to be? That's all I want to know. That's all you got to tell me. Tell me if you screwed me over. Please. I really need to know, because I'd like to know if I have some factors against me that are unknown to me that I cannot see. So that's what I want to know. So if it is, then I know what to deal with. Then I can know what I can do to actually prepare possible companies to be prepared for the fact that, you know, there's been some black marks because of jealous people or people I didn't see eye to eye with and everything else. Like, you know, prepare for them for the fact that, oh, by the way, as much as everything else says I'm good to go and perfect candidate, there are others that decided that they were going to make the challenge even greater for me. So they did. Anyways, so I did that, which I don't regret. And it's been silence ever since, you know. In silence ever since, and it speaks volumes about the character and the professionalism or lack thereof of the company, especially if I'm talking to a director who couldn't even be bothered to make amends for their fuck-ups, you know? So, am I expecting? No. I'm going to have to go through other channels and try to find out, because nobody's going to admit that they were an asshole. And unfortunately, that's exactly what we have here. We have frickin' HR director that just is a bitch, who puts on a smiley pretty face, keyword pretty, and yeah, and tries to pass it off like she's all sweet and innocent, but she's there to fuck you over first chance she gets in order to get her bonuses. So either way, just be careful out there. But do your due diligence. What do you got to lose? I got nothing to lose. My back's against the wall at this point. So I got to do whatever I can to try to find answers. Because there's nothing that makes sense at all with my credibility and my, you know, my history and my everything else. Like, it makes zero sense that I'm in this situation. But all that being said, yeah, that's about it at this point. By the way, just so you know, episodes are being labeled by AI. It's going to actually evaluate and give me some keywords, and basically that's all I'm using these days. So, you know, if they're really off, I do make changes, but at the same time, you know, it's the easier way with everything else I got going on to just, get the stuff out to you guys and, not worry about thinking too hard about stuff like naming stuff. All that being said, I want to thank you very much for tuning in today. I'm going to wrap this up. I'm almost at my destination, and I'm really impressed with the time I made, but still, I'm cutting it close, so I don't want to abruptly have to end the show. So I'm going to say, hey, you know what? Check out themadmorgan.com. More information on this, that, and everything else. All our updates we usually have there. So check that out if you could. And, give us some support if you can, or share or tell people about us. That'd be awesome. Next to that, keep your integrity in check. Thanks for tuning in to today's episode of Car Musings. I'm your host, Mad Morgan. Take care, and I'll see you next episode. Bye for now.